Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Back to Reality. Well, this is IRB English Radio. I am Asma, and in here I have two very, very dear guests. Sister Zainab and Sister Bita, please introduce yourself and welcome to the studio.
Assalamu alaikum, I'm Zainab. Thank you for having me. And I am a master's in linguistics and currently studying in Hausa.
So wish you luck. And you, Sister Bita?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear sisters and dear listeners. I am Bita, and today I have the pleasure to be in the new episode of Today, as always, with my dear Asma and my dear sister Zainab. I'm studying medicine. Yeah, that's it.
So wish you both luck, and it's a great pleasure to have you both in here. There's this quote that I love very much, and I every time when I come to ponder about life and about the destination of our future, then I come to think of it. It said, "They build houses they shall not inhabit." We as human beings try to create many things, try to build many things, but there is a big chance for me not to even get into my new car. Not to even get into my new house, not to even get into all the things that I buy for myself. What's the point of trying so hard in my life?
You know what, I think there is an edge here. You have to understand that you have a limited time. You know, we all know that. But some people interpret it as that, okay, because we have a limited time in this life, yeah, we can just sit here and enjoy our life but by not doing anything. And there is another group that say that, okay, we can try our best and just kill ourselves to achieve what we want in this limited life because it's limited. You know, to your point of view, for one just reason. Me, myself, I'm like, you know, you have to enjoy it. This joy is really important because when you are out of joy, when you don't follow any motives, life would be meaningless.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter that you may be dead, I don't know, in the next hour. It will be meaningless. Even that death will be meaningless when
Sister
you feel like
Zainab,
that.
I come back to you with the basic question.
Yeah.
If I'm going to die, why do I have to try so hard?
Depends what you are working hard for. First of all, we have to understand that this world has not been created as such by the Lord. There was something, there is some wisdom behind, and we got to understand this. Otherwise, we say, oh God, you just created this, and now you want me to hard work, and then you want to take me away. Then why did you create
so
me?
So that's the key point.
Yeah.
God has created us with a reason.
With a reason. There's a wisdom behind. We got to understand this. Like Imam Ali Al-Islam makes prayers that, oh Allah, do not take me. I don't want to die early because I want to know you more in this world. I want to have a look at your manifestations everywhere, and I want to analyze them, and I want to get more closer to you just in this world. So it depends with what world view you are. You know,
so I guess you
things.
Made it perfectly clear that, okay, if I'm going to die, I have to try because I have to get closer to Allah in order to have a better future in the world to come.
See, if I know this wisdom, I was brought into this world now. I have to die again. And then I have to get into another world. And this world is called as a field to sow things for so that you can reap them in the hereafter. If I have this world view, then I will definitely work hard for what I want to reap out in that world.
Exactly.
But unfortunately, what's the problem here and why we're discussing this is that we work so hard here and we want all the things to be reaped out here.
All the rewards we want.
And that's too materialistically. We really don't realize, like Surah Inshikak says in verse 19, after so many Allah swears on certain things, and then it says you are surely experiencing state after state, that level after level, you're actually moving toward closer towards your death.
Yeah.
You know, closer to a meeting.
So at this very point, let's go for a break. Then we'll come back with more of the stuff to talk about. back to reality it is. I am Asma, and Sister Zainab and Sister Bita are in here, and we're talking about, okay, what's the use of trying so hard in this world if I'm going to die? And then we came to this point that this world is a place that we try so hard in it, is a field, actually, that we're going to rip whatever we saw in this world.
We shouldn't be so materialistic about this world, and we have to think about the afterlife and so on.
Yeah. But now you're bringing us back to reality.
Exactly. But from another point of view, we have to live in this world. You know, it's not like that you can tell me that, okay, I'm gonna die a moment later, so I'm sitting here, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm not gonna go, I don't know, drink a bottle of water because I'm gonna die.
No, actually, a field needs to be watered. So eventually you have to try.
You know?
Idea that we were talking about is going to be your mindset. It doesn't mean that you should sit so idle, do nothing. No, it means that you have to work so hard. But we actually are talking about those people. You know, we have it among our friends, among many of our relatives.
We have it. We have, just as I mentioned, the example of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that he wanted to see the manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala everywhere. So he did not just sit idle and started looking at the nature and everything. Yeah. He used to dig wells. Yeah, he used to work so hard for the income, for the everything. And he used to live so simple life, but at the same time, working so, so hard.
Yeah.
That once when in their home, there's a you know, function and everyone is invited for food. And Imam Hasan alayhi salam asks one of the persons, why are you taking something in the pocket? If you want something more, you can eat. Well, he says, no, I want to take this for a man who works so hard in the fields day and night. And he says, he's my father, the one you're talking about.
You know, let me mention this point that there is a wisdom behind the fact that we don't know the date of our death, you know? And this wisdom exactly comes from this point that if we knew the date of our death, we wouldn't do anything, you know? Because of that, I think this is a blessing that we have, that we don't know when we're going to die. So we have time.
So as I was just telling you, maybe among the audience, maybe I have it even among my friends. There are some people who do believe that life is meaningless, and since we're going to die, everything loses its meaning. So what would you say to them if you want to justify
it? I would tell them, go and recite Quran. Allah says that I have not created this world as such. There's some wisdom behind it. I would definitely recommend them working on Quran and contemplating in the verses so that they get to know how beautiful even this world is, how many exams we have in this world, and how, we have angels, we have so many creatures, and a human being can actually have such a spiritual growth that he gets above them. He gets above angels.
So according to you, if such an idea comes to my brain as a normal human being, then maybe I'm getting far away from the notions that Allah has told me in the Holy Book.
Definitely. Whenever such ideas come, we are actually turning our back towards the narrations and the verses we have.
Yeah, and that's very true. I suppose it's one of the greatest reasons.
You know, I had a teacher who just asked the same question from us. You know, he just told us, okay, you have to choose one of these two options. Life is meaningless, A. And B was, life has a meaning, but yet I don't find it. You know, and he just told us, okay, I'm going to know you based on these tests. And I asked him, what is your opinion about this point? He told us, I think I am the meaning of life. You know, sometimes you are searching. You are searching for something around you. I don't know, outside you.
Which has been put inside of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have to sometimes stop everything and think about yourself. Yeah. And being, I don't know, self-centered is something good sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the thing I just try to think most of the time, because even in our religion, Islam, it is recommended to think about yourself, to know yourself, which will lead you to knowing Allah better.
Yeah,
exactly.
Quote from Imam Ali alayhi salam, the more you know yourself, you get to know your Lord.
Yeah, and there is this poem, Persian poem, that says, you are the treasure you're seeking for. So let's keep it with this beautiful poem. Go for a short break, a change of mood, and then a refreshment, and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So we are back. I hope you are enjoying today's discussion. Well, we're talking about, life has got a meaning and I have to work hard for it. And there's no way for those people who say life is meaningless. And if they say such, then maybe they're getting far away from the notions that we have in our Islamic heritage and they have to work on that.
Yeah, definitely life is not meaningless. If you find life meaningless, you got to increase your knowledge about the things. You got to change your worldview. You got to actually go and travel, simply.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get bored.
Yeah, a change of mood.
Exactly. You know, sometimes when you travel, when you see things around, just imagine when you get to travel a new place.
Yeah.
We get so refreshed.
You know, I was watching a movie and then in a scene, there was this man talking to another man. The first person was actually deciding to kill himself. He was about to make a suicide. Yeah. And then he was talking to that old man and telling him, okay, change my mind. And that man told him, I have been there and done that and have been through that idea of killing myself. But then the day I was killing myself, so suddenly a moment of manifestation happened to me and I saw my children and I figured it out that, okay, these are the meaning of my life.
Beautiful.
I don't want them to be sad. And this very thing changed my idea totally. He told him, if you want to change your idea about this, the one and only way for you is to change your perspective. And I do believe in that. Sometimes we come after so much of difficulties, after a disaster happens. You know, whenever I think about the people who lost their loved ones in the earthquake, I just think, okay, to them, maybe really life has got no meaning, not much more of meanings. So when you change your perspective, maybe everything is going to change. Maybe as Sister Zainab said, a quick travel is going to solve the issue.
Yeah, this perspective is something really important. You know what? When you think that life got no meaning in that, it means that there is a meaning that you are the supporter of the group that thinks that there is no meaning.
Yeah.
You know what? And this is the point. You got a choice here. And this, action of choosing that you think life is meaningless is a blessing. Itself. It can be the meaning.
Yeah.
You are chosen. You have will. So I think the nature of human beings believe that there is a meaning here.
Mm-hmm.
And if yet sometimes we define it as meaningless when we don't find the meaning.
Yeah. And sometimes, as I just told you, maybe because of the disasters that happens to me, maybe
exactly.
Because someone cheated me and I just feel, okay, the world stops spinning and I'm just done and everything is so dark and nothing has got a meaning. But that's wrong because I'm in the wrong phase of my life and I shouldn't make decisions.
We have a very beautiful hadith from Imam Ali al-Islam. He says that may Allah's mercy be on that person who realizes the value of his life.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that means the finding the value of life itself is a mission for us.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And it's not pretty much easy.
It's again for the tests.
Yeah.
And it's also to receive his mercy, to receive his blessings, to see his all bounties.
And also we have another verse in the Holy Book of Quran, مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ
Yeah,
so,
or the worship.
That means the worship is the criteria for our living. Sometimes, as I just told you, there are many people, we see them, they try so hard, they get so much of things, but they do not make use of it. And all of it goes to their family, to their children, to whatever. So should they think that what they have done has gone just into ashes? No. Because if they have done it for the intention that, okay, I want Allah to be satisfied with me, everything is going to be a blessing for him in the other world.
Oh. A very beautiful hadith from Imam Hussain alayhi salam. He says that Allah has not created the mankind, but in order to know him. Just imagine a person in a room full of mirrors.
Yeah.
And if this man has reflections in all the mirrors, once this man leaves, there's no more image.
Exactly.
So we all have a existence because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we got to realize that Allah even created us to make him know, if you can get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing his creation.
Exactly. So that was all for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah. يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك لتصي دليلتك وانسكت